Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout. Here we will discuss the best options for the captaincy for game week 7. My name is Joe and joining me each week this season to discuss the best armband candidates is Fantasy Football Scout Deputy Editor Tom Freeman. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks Joe. Decent FPL week, 60 points, big win for Villa at Old Trafford. Yeah. So yeah, pretty content at the moment.
Okay, well, mine was fairly middling. I managed to scrape over 40 points in my fantasy team. A few bench points and wrong captaincy, obviously. Brighton just missed out on going top of the entire footballing universe, it felt like that. But we'll take second. And, of course, Saha scored his customary goal against Brighton, as he always does. But, yeah, 95th minute. But we were discussing before we came on air, Mapei getting the 95th minute goal wasn't the greatest achievement this week. That was your team's goalkeeper, Martinez, with his wonderful skills at putting Fernandez off. So we'll talk about that, whether that's got any implications for penalties in a bit. So I think we'll just crack on with the picks. Everyone is talking about Lukaku, getting Lukaku in. Do you get him in game week 7? Have you already got him in game week 8, game week 9 against Norwich? He's certain weeks coming up, but are there better options? So, yeah, Lukaku, he's taking on Southampton. Is he indeed the best captain pick for game week 7?
Yeah, I think it feels like quite a tough week for captaincy this week. There's probably a couple of standout candidates, and Lukaku being one of them. Now, he didn't register a shot at the weekend, but this is against City, so I don't think we need to read too much into that. Southampton, defensively, been doing okay. They kept a clean sheet at City a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They only conceded 5 shots to Wolves at the weekend. Wasn't a great display by them. What was interesting is Jimenez's goal, when he kind of shrugged off the defender and then went through and slotted past the keeper. It felt like the kind of goal that Lukaku could do well with and get a bit of joy with as well. So that was interesting. I think Lukaku a good option. I don't think it will be easy for Chelsea, but I think they'll control the game. I don't think Ward-Prowse is quite looking like his best version at the moment. So I think I think Lukaku's in the conversation, and probably alongside Ronaldo, who we'll discuss in a bit, is right up there.
Yeah, I look at Southampton, and I mean they have performed really well against the likes of, say, City. They do turn it on against the bigger teams, but I don't know whether Stevens will be back in defence. But that he suddenly turns into the Italian 1990s defence in one man when he in certain games. But also, I look at Lukaku against Southampton. I think, as you said, that Jimenez goal, Lukaku's going to score, but I don't know how many. So
yes.
I think there's a captaincy return of 6 to 7 points, or possibly more, possibly 2 goals, and we're looking at something like 12, 13, 14 points for him. Mm, so
yeah.
I think that says to me he's a great option for the captaincy, because I don't think he's going to blank.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a big win for Chelsea, does it? But
no.
But arguably, every other option that we go through in this list feels a bit the same this week.
Yeah.
So when we're in these kind of situations, a lot of the time we turn to the big hitters and players like Lukaku, and of course, he's
table coming up. Just wanted to thank some of the people who are already in the chat early on. Nearly 200 of you so far. Thanks so much for joining us. Only 13 likes, so do press that like button. Whether you like us or not, just press it away. So welcome to Sandeep, Adam, John, Stephen, Ben, John, lots of Johns, exploring Magenia, Quazim, and Kudakwashi. So hopefully I've pronounced all your names correctly, especially all of the Johns there. Thanks so much for joining us. Do press the like button and we shall plough on. We've got the Whipping Boys table here. So who are the defences to target? So what we're looking at so far is where Southampton. We're also probably interested in who Ronaldo, who will also, I would imagine, get a lot of captaincy attention, and to where Everton are. So that's who Ronaldo faces. So let's have a look at the Whipping Boys. Okay. Business as usual. Newcastle, Norwich, Leeds, worst defences. Arsenal, I think I'm fairly there, because I think this is still a bit of a hang-up, really, from some of those earlier, tougher games they've got. What do you think? I mean, Everton are actually pretty good. Villa, pretty good. Wolves, pretty good. Man City, still the best one. So this says to me that Southampton mid-table. What, I mean, when you look at this, does this fill you with confidence for captaining Lukaku?
Well, I think it's the alternative this week, I think, which we'll touch on, is Ronaldo. Mm. So looking at those numbers, I mean, what is it? It's Everton, 6 big chances conceded, which is, I think, only City have fewer.
Yeah.
But we, at this stage of the season, we've got to take into account the fixtures. And I think if we look at who Everton have played, it's Norwich, Burnley, Southampton, Brighton, Leeds and Villa. So I'd argue that the majority of those aren't the best of attacks. And I mean, maybe Man United arguably haven't got one of the best attacks at the moment, but it does feel like they maybe haven't been tested as much as Southampton have in terms of their opposition, because Southampton have played some very good sides so far.
Yeah, definitely. That's a point that Rishi in the live chat was making, that Everton haven't played any of the big six yet. And of course, there was that friendly in the pre-season where Everton were absolutely annihilated by Manchester United. Yeah. The problem I noticed with Manchester United, we'll talk about it more on the Scoutcast tonight, was that Greenwood's stats were great. But then when I looked at the stats, great. And then I looked at the match of the day highlights and talked to a few Manchester United fans on Twitter, and it wasn't so great, because you've got Ronaldo and Greenwood both being massively selfish and not really acting like a team. And that didn't help either of them in terms of their own goals and us with FPL points. But nevertheless, perhaps they can turn that around at Everton. And yeah, I look at Everton's position there and I do think they've had easy fixtures. Let's look at some expected goal involvement stats. So let's see where Lukaku is there. Well, this is all matches, so expected goal involvement. So he was doing, I think it was, his start back into the Premier League has helped him. So I've done this for all matches, because Chelsea have had tough fixtures. So I think there is something to be said that Lukaku in easier fixtures should do better. When you look at this, what does this tell you about the captaincy, really? This expected goal involvement. This is for all matches.
Well, I think that, Ronaldo there, you've got 5 big chances from him, haven't you? I think for United, I think the performances are a bit of a worry. I think they were poor against Young Boys, and they were poor against West Ham in the EFL Cup. But I can be forgiven. But against Villa, they did struggle to create. I think Ronaldo had just the one shot in the box during that game. So of course that's a bit of a concern. And then we've got the penalties as well. So we all went into that game expecting Ronaldo to step up. We spoke about it last week. We thought United would get a penalty. They tend to get penalties against Villa, and they did. But then Bruno steps up, and so that's a blow for Ronaldo owners to not be on penalties. My take is that I think that Bruno will remain on them now. I think the way they rallied round him after he missed, I think now to take it off him now would seem quite odd.
Yeah.
So I think that I don't think we can presume that Ronaldo's suddenly going to be on them. He did share some direct free kicks with them at the weekend.
Yeah.
Which is good. I kind of look at it and the performances aren't there for United at the moment, but as we've said before, it's Ronaldo. And so in a week where there isn't an obvious pick, I think him and Lukaku stand out for me.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I do think that Fernandes is still on penalties. I think the way he spoke about it afterwards, you know, next time I'll do better. When Martinez was doing his routine with Fernandes to put him off by pointing at Ronaldo, Ronaldo wasn't having any of it, but not just because he was aware of the something housery that was going on at the time, but I think he was also because it looked like it'd been decided. I think Ronaldo he may appear quite selfish, but I think he's quite a team player in terms of behind the scenes. I think he does help the younger players. And I remember when he was a younger player himself at Manchester United, he would stay behind. I remember him and Ronaldo and him and Rooney and Rio Ferdinand. They always used to train extra afterwards, and he wanted to be part of that. And I think it would upset things if Fernandes was taken off penalties. And I think he's aware of that, and I don't think he would want to rock the boat. Having said that, he might step up and just take it off it, but it doesn't strike me as that kind of person.
No. And I suppose if Bruno is going to be on penalties, does he enter the conversation again in terms of captaincy?
Yeah.
We've kind of perhaps overlooked him a little bit with people shifting funds around. I don't think a lot of people own Fernandes anymore. I mean, my concern is since Ronaldo came in, there isn't enough goal threat from open play from Fernandes. So for me, he doesn't. But if you've got a player on penalties with the amount that United have won in the past couple of seasons, you know... There may be a time when we even double up.
Okay, and as we've said, looking at Everton's defensive stats, they've had very easy opposition, so it's hard to tell from that. They could be amazing. They could have just had easy stats, so glass half full, glass empty. But at the moment, I own Ronaldo, not Lukaku, so Ronaldo is my captain. If I owned Lukaku, it would be Lukaku. If I owned both, that I would have a decision. If you own both, which one would you go for?
I think Ronaldo for me just edges it because I don't think that Everton, that defence has been properly tested yet. Mm. And I think that Southampton have proved that they can keep it a little bit tighter. I don't think there's much in it this week, if I'm being perfectly honest. No. I don't think there's a clear leader. But if I had to pick between the two, I would probably say Ronaldo just.
Oh, really? That was right. Because I was thinking if I own both... Lukaku might edge it. But yeah, that's interesting what you say with Ronaldo. Yeah. I guess that's because his stats are so... Well, expected goal involvement is broadly the same as Lukaku, but he just has seemed... The Manchester United attack hasn't seemed as good, but he has seemed really on it. Okay. Well, I mean, I'll just put... I mean, we've chatted about Ronaldo. I'll just put his picture up and there's him with Fernandes probably chatting about the penalties.
One little stat which I didn't mention is that set pieces may be a route to points. I think Everton's 2.5 XGC from set play is one of the worst in the league so far. So we might, again, small sample size and all that, but we might see a bit of joy from set pieces for United at the weekend.
Okay, that could be interesting. Let's move on to some other contenders. So looking at, I've got here in my notes, Sarr, because, I mean, not just because I just got him in. So the only thing that went right for me last week. Sarr against Leeds. And the reason is because going back to that Whipping Boys table, Leeds, Norwich, Newcastle are still the defences to target. I do think there will be returns. And if there's going to be a goal, surely it's going to be Sarr. I mean, is Sarr against Leeds actually quite a good captaincy option? He's my vice captain at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think we spoke about it last week. Leeds have got problems at the back in terms of injuries. I think they lined up with Creswell at the back at the weekend and Shackleton was at right back. I think that's easing a little bit. Strouk is back from suspension this weekend. I think there's talk of Ayling coming back in as well, possibly. For Sarr, I think Firpo has been playing at left back for Leeds, the new signing. I think that's a good side to attack. He always seems like the more advanced of the fullbacks, so there might be a bit of space in behind. The only concern I have with Sarr is I'm still not completely convinced by their attack, Watford. I know they did very well against Norwich, but they didn't create a great deal against Newcastle at the weekend. Sarr feels like, I mean, we say it every week, but Sarr feels like one of those players which I'm really happy to own. He's a good option, but would I elevate him above some of the premiums for a captaincy pick? Not personally, but maybe that's the nature of the kind of manager I am. You know, maybe I am a bit safe in that respect.
He's my vice captain at the moment, so he's clearly in my thoughts. But yes, I agree with you there. Ronaldo, Lukaku so far. Just go back to that Whipping Boys table again, just to remind people just how poor Norwich are. They've conceded 20 big chances and their expected goals conceded is getting on for 13. It's particularly their right-hand side. We had some joy last week across the Fantasy Football Scout articles from yourself and the videos saying get the right winger from whatever team is playing against Norwich's left side. And so, and behold, Townsend did get a lot of joy. He actually got a penalty, which was his main source of points, but he did get a lot of joy. Yeah. And so there will be joy, I think, for Burnley as well. And I think the person to profit is my old favourite, Chris Wood. Chris Wood for the captaincy. What better time against Norwich? What do you reckon?
Well, it's the best fixture on paper, isn't it? I mean, Wood, he had a goal disallowed, I think, a late one at the weekend, didn't he, against Leicester? Norwich did look a bit better at Everton. They shifted to a back three formation to try and kind of help them out defensively. I wouldn't really think that would put me off, you know, captaining someone against them going forward. Again, I think it just comes down to trust issues with Burnley. Are they going to, you know, Wood is the notoriously kind of player where he'll score one goal and he'll pick up bonus because they're usually low scoring games. Yeah. Burnley normally wick at 1-0 or something like that. Again, happy to own, wouldn't consider for captaincy, but if you're a fixtures kind of guy, this is the one to look at. I would feel a bit more confident if Cornet was fit. He's had a bit of an impact since he came in for Burnley. He's looked pretty good, but he went off with a hamstring injury at the weekend, so I don't know what the latest is on that. But yeah, you would expect Burnley to win it, wouldn't you? Perhaps 1-2-0, something like that.
So who would play on the right wing? Would it be Goodmanson?
Well, McNeil shifted over to accommodate Cornet, but if he isn't out, then you'd probably be looking at Goodmanson right wing and then Loughton behind him at full back.
I'm not suggesting Captain Goodmanson, but what I am suggesting is that Goodmanson will have joy there, so he could get some assists if Wood, if he can get on the end of some things from Wood there.
Getting those crosses into the box, which we spoke about, you know, Norwich have been susceptible to that.
Definitely.
Yeah, good option this week.
There are a few more. So it's not just about Ronaldo on Lukaku. There, as we've seen with the likes of Sarr and Wood as well, there are other options. Let's have a look at these fixtures because there was a couple of others we pulled out. Now I know you were talking about before we came on air, Antonio against Brentford. I mean, Antonio is, well, in terms of expected goal involvement, he's right up there, just behind Salah. He's above Jota, Vardy, Fernandes, Ronaldo, Lukaku. I mean, he's a 12 million striker, isn't he?
He's got to be in the conversation each week, isn't he? Because he just keeps on delivering. So ignoring the price of him, we have to talk about him. It was another, in terms of the numbers, another good showing at Leeds. I think he had 7 shots, 6 in the box. Left it late, but got his goal, 8 points.
Yeah.
think Brentford, I mean, we've spoken about it a lot, but Brentford have looked very impressive since they came up. They look very, very good in that 3-5-2 shape. Liverpool got chances, though, at the weekend. The thing with Brentford is they do commit bodies forward as well, so there probably will be space for West Ham to attack. And I think, I think probably behind Lukaku and Ronaldo, he's probably in that next tier of the best options this week. Would you captain him, Joe?
I might vice-captain him. It's between him and Sarr for the vice-captain. I mean, having Ronaldo, and if I had Lukaku, I just can't see past them this week, because I would expect a reaction from Manchester United. I don't think the Everton defence is as good as the Villa defence, despite what the stats say, just what the eye test says. Villa look, I know they're your team, so I would say this to pander to you, but they are looking better.
Well, we've looked better since we went to three at the back. Yeah. So, we did look. I don't know if Everton will offer that same kind of defensive performance this weekend.
No, definitely. And of course, Jimenez finally got off the mark, and he's against Newcastle. So the mantra is target Leeds, target Norwich, target Newcastle. Whoever your captain there might score. Very good chance of it. So Jimenez against Newcastle, what do you reckon?
I mean, it was good to see Jimenez score, wasn't it, at the weekend. He's been taking a lot of shots this season. His XG isn't great. I don't think the quality of chances have been that good, but he feels a bit like the talisman for Wolves. He'll be on penalties. And I think, you know, Wolves went in with a new setup at the weekend. They put Hwang in and they put Podence in behind Jimenez. So they're kind of getting used to that, a new kind of setup. He looks a very good option this week in terms of playing him. Again, I wouldn't consider him for captaincy, but a decent option for your front line. We tipped him as a differential a couple of weeks ago, and he came good at the weekend. So you just hope that goal will give him a bit of a springboard now to kick on. So.
And any other of the fixtures appeal for the captaincy? I mean, in the old days, we'd have said Spurs against Villa, but Spurs attack's the worst and Villa's defence is one of the best.
I had it down on my list, Kane and Son, but I mean, Spurs are 19th for XG, 20th for shots. Yeah. There's no structure to the midfield at the moment. Villa look more solid in that back three setup. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, I don't think we're going to be looking at Spurs this weekend. Salah is against City. Of course, Salah can return. You know, he got 10 points against Chelsea when he scored the penalty recently. But has he got the ceiling of others? Probably not. And then Vardy at Palace. Mm. But again, Palace, you will have known from watching the game last night, Joe, that Palace look a different team. They're improving under Vieira, aren't they? Yeah. They're keeping the ball better, more threat going forwards. The new centre-backs are looking pretty good for them, I think. So I'm not sure if that's the game I'd look at. And Rafinha as well at home against Watford. The ongoing injury issues with him, though, makes it a bit risky, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's lots of options there, like as you mentioned with Vardy against Palace. But there are, I think you mentioned it right at the start, there's caveats with them all, really. Yeah. And I think in terms of pure fixtures, it's not Antonio, because Brentford defence I quite like. I guess
it's hard.
Jimenez, Sarr, and Chris Wood. But if you're a form kind of person, then Ronaldo, Lukaku.
Yeah, I just think in these weeks when there isn't anything obvious, my position throughout playing in FPL is trust the big hitters in these weeks, because there's so much uncertainty around the other fixtures. That's what I'll be doing anyway. But like you say, if you are a real fixtures play, then maybe Sarr's your option.
And Liverpool Man City, I mean, it's a no-go for me, I would imagine. They're playing each other. I don't know what that's going to be. But, you know, there have been goals in this fixture before, so...
Yeah, although you just saw the way that City shut down Chelsea at the weekend. I mean, that defence is just on another level right now. So going in with somebody like Salah or Mane, it feels risky. And then the problem is with looking for City is who do you captain at City? Yeah. Again, there's that issue that Torres seems to have dropped out now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
De Bruyne's back in. But are you going to payout for a premium who isn't on penalties.
Yeah.
In this kind of matchup, I think we might talk about De Bruyne from the following week, from game week 8, a bit more when the fixtures ease. But for this week, no, not for me.
And I'd like to see how it's set up with Grealish and him a bit more, because
yeah.
I do quite like yeah. Grealish. Grealish has looked
me too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, obviously a Villa fan, but yeah,
but I think in this setup, I think he's looking good.
He's taking shots. He is the guy that is. I thought Grealish might be an assister of the assist, but he's actually looks like the assister. He looks like the scorer as well. And I'd like to see a little bit more of how the dynamic with him and De Bruyne. But if De Bruyne is, say, a false nine, Jesus on one side and Grealish on the other, well, wow.
he seems to be a week in, week out starter. Of course there's gonna be a bit of rotation with him. But he does feel like, if I was on a wild card this week, I think he'd be in for me, I think, Grealish.
Yeah, definitely. Anyone, just before we go, anyone else to mention? I think we've scraped the bottom of the wood barrel.
I think we have. Yeah, we've spoken. Yeah, yeah, with Chris Wood, we've definitely got those options, haven't we?
So. Definitely. So in the meantime, thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Tom, Luke, Harry, Christopher, I'm Barry, and many, many more. Thank you for smashing that like button. Please continue to smash it away. But in the meantime, good luck everyone who's watched with your captain decision this week. Good luck those listening on the podcast version, and good luck if you're watching back to this video. And of course, Tom, good luck to you on your captaincy decision.